Reduced penetrance. In many conditions, the fact that a patient has a susceptibility genotype means that the disease will be expressed or penetrant. However, in some conditions, a set of patients who have the genotype do not manifest disease. These individuals are considered non-penetrant. Many disorders exhibit age-dependent penetrance because the age at onset is not at birth. For example, Huntington's disease is a late-onset disorder and exhibits age-dependent penetrance. If you assess disease at age 20, many of those individuals will be non-penetrant. At the family or population level, these disorders exhibit reduced or incomplete penetrance. The extent of reduced penetrance in a family or population is calculated as follows. Penetrance is equal to the number of individuals with the genotype who express the phenotype, divided by the total number of individuals who have the genotype. Reduced penetrance is often noticed in a pedigree when a family exhibits an autosomal dominant disease that shows up in the first and third generations, but does not appear in the second generation. Remember, when you are calculating recurrence risk for a family that exhibits reduced penetrance, you determine the risk for the fully penetrant disease and then multiply by the penetrance estimate.